Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, hi, Josh here.
Hey, Marshall, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Considering everything, I'm doing great. So just wanted a little update on where we were. I started going over my final review and corrections, and I got yesterday, so I got to number 175. So I should have it final in my mind next week. Any progress on numbers for me?
Yep. So I had a meeting with my team yesterday, and we have kickstarted the project. And they are aligned on this. They're aligned to be moving forward, and they are briefed about how we're going to be working on two books. So they're going to be working on one book at first, but they have the idea of the second book in mind as well. So they're going to be moving forward together. I've asked them to divide the numbers between the first book and the second book. So they take around like 4 to 5 business days to work on the drafts and share with me. So as soon as I get an updated draft from them, I'm going to share that with you. And also we'll let you know what's the number that they're moving forward with the first book and also the second book. And there's just one thing that I wanted to inquire from your end. You stated that you're going to work on the revision and then share that with me as well. So those revisions are stated, right?
This will be my final revision. After that, you know, that's it. I'm going over each limerick, modifying some, and I'm going over the footnotes and the correlations between the references, the different limericks.
Okay.
Make sure they're correct. So I have we have the weekend coming. A daughter of mine visiting from France, so I'll probably finish it off by the end of next week.
Sure, that sounds great. So as soon as you get done with your final revision, that's the time when I'm going to share those final files with my team as well, so that they're working on the final files from the start, and they're not working on any changes in between, so that it may not get confusing for them. So once
Once, once I know the number, let's say the number in the first book is 400, then I can send it to you with the first 400 finished, so that's why I'm waiting for the numbers on each book.
Yep. So just allow me, like, till Monday or Tuesday, just allow me 3 to 4 business days. Once my team has this all planned out, I am going to share those numbers with you.
Monday is a holiday, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be Tuesday to Wednesday. I'm going to work on the numbers. And we'll be sharing it with you.
Sounds good. Now, one thing I want to bring to your attention, and then you might bring to their attention, when we get the numbers, in the second volume, will we be making reference on the cross limericks, you know, where one limerick is similar, has the same theme as another, and one's number 7 and the other is number 600. In the second volume, do we make reference to limericks in the first volume when we put together our, index?
Okay. I would personally say that we should be going ahead in this way as well. For example, if there is any such particular reference that needs to go to the first volume as well, then we will include that in the second book as well. For example, if a reader is reading the second book, and in that particular second book, the reader wants to know where the first reference is, we can indicate them that it's in the first book as well. But to make it more pleasant and easy for the reader, we'll add that reference at the end of the second book as well. So the sheet, the Excel sheet that we have, we're going to incorporate the final. On the first book, what my particular plan is, that in the first book, how I am planning to move forward is, in the first book at the end where we are adding the spreadsheet, we're going to include all the limericks that are mentioned in book one in the first spreadsheet. Then in the second book, we will incorporate or add the remainder of the limericks that are in the second sheet. And along with that, I'm planning to add another page at the end, which will show all the final words, including book one and book two both. So how does that sound to you?
Right. Okay. So if I'm, that sounds good. So if I make reference in book two to a limerick in book one, they'll be able to at least know where it is. So that's fine. Yeah, that's the idea. You got it. Okay.
So I'll be planning it this way that it's easy for the reader as well, and it's readable for the user, and it's not much of a hassle, because once the reader loses the interest, then at that point it's very difficult for them to come back at the same book. So that is one of the reasons why I want to make it like reader-friendly book as well.
Okay, I think you understand what I'm referring to. That sounds good. Okay, very good, Josh. Well, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next
week. You as well. Have a great weekend. And within next week, we'll have a call scheduled by Wednesday, and we're going to further discuss on this.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.